Today we have a very important subject which I wanted to finish, and everything else I think it's really fascinating. There are some concepts that we encounter which I think we should be a little more clear about. The halacha is, as we know, the Mishnah actually says that, and we'll soon see the lashon is very negeya. The bracha on peiros is bayir pri haetz, and on vegetables is bayir pri adama. But as we know, it's not all that simple that anything that grows on a tree is a haetz, and anything that grows in the ground is hadama. We already spoke about pineapples and bananas are hadama, even though they grow on big high trees, because it's not a tree. The halachic classification of a tree is something that survives, the tree itself survives the winter, and that gives, of course, much more prominence to the tree, because the tree is able to survive. So therefore we have to accentuate that hana when we say bayir pri haetz. There's one group, actually, a different part of this sugya, the halacha on the different berries that grow on a bush, which we touched upon last week, but let's get a little more focus on it. The metzius is that a tree, we all know what a tree is, we all know what a vegetable is. You grow bananas, you grow potatoes, you grow tomatoes. There's a whole classification that seems somewhat ambiguous, and that's the what grows on bushes. Bushes, as we spoke about in the past, is not a tree. Partially, it's not the metzius of a tree. There's no strong trunk. We'll soon see perhaps a different type to it. And it gives off berries, most notably cranberries, blueberries, blackberries, raspberries. Strawberries is not. We'll soon see strawberries. But that's the shaila on different types of berries, what the bracha is on different types of berries. So the only really simple one, I could say, the only really simple one is strawberries. Strawberries, as the Metzius says, you have to replant it every year. It doesn't keep on growing. Strawberries, every year regrow the same thing. It does not survive the winter, the strawberry patch. That is clearly a bayir pri hadama, not a bayir pri haetz. Although there are shitas that hold that as long as the root survives, what we possibly have to have the tree surviving, strawberries is the only clear-cut bayir pri hadama.
Strawberries and roots can survive.
Yeah,
but you have to replant them.
Right, right, right. That's the strawberries right in between.
Sorry.
Strawberries is the in between. Is the machlekes shayla. Right.
The roots survive.
The roots survive, and the bush does not. Correct. Right. That's right. Blueberries is very, very important for other things besides blueberries. Blueberries, the metzius is the tree itself. The bush itself does survive. Zuck the. Beis Yosef quotes in Mordechai, the nagul v'varach ala v'yer priyate on blueberries. Shrei derech ha'onav l'skayim yomim rabim b'shana zu v'hada asaperi b'shana acheres v'eitzei m'skayim b'shana l'shana. Zokti Mordechai, blueberries is a v'yer priyate. Unlike strawberries, blueberries does survive the winter, the tree does, the bush does, besides the roots, and therefore it should definitely be a v'yer priyate. The Chei Nohag Rabbeinu Tam, that seems to be the accepted minhag. Why is it, and this is important, why is it that there is some confusion about blueberries? So this is interesting. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, speaking about blueberries, Perish Yegadlu Alalonos Ketanos, Av Shegavon Pachos Migimel Tvachim. Even though the bush is low, it's less than 3 tvachim, which is between 9 and 11 inches, but it's pretty low. Even though it grows on a low bush, Zakti, Mishtabura, you make a bayre priyate. A bush is a bayre priyate. There's no difference how high the, who cares how high the bush is? So blueberries will be like every other berry, lechaira, and should be a bayre priyate. Then the Mishtabura is, and this is very strange, ha'olam nehagin levarech bayre priyadama. People make adama on blueberries. Why? Efter the taimam de lechashivi kol kach peri. Zakti Mishtavura, I don't know why, and the way that it seems that he's saying is really, essentially, it's an minik tois, but people make adama, maybe I know the pshat. Since it grows on a low bush less than gimel tvachim, again, it's 9 and 11 inches, this piece of paper is around 10 inches, right? So it grows on something lower than this. Zug the Mishtura, maybe that's the Minigoyim. You can't make a Bayer Priyat on a tree that you barely could see. Less than a foot. Less than a foot is not a tree. This is quoting a Chayyadim, and this is a Bekhidish. Because if it has all the classifications, it grows on a tree that survives the winter, who cares of the size? The Mishtabura seems to sanction this minig, albeit B'shas Adchak, but he seems to say, okay, we can accept the minig, blueberries is a Bayre Priyadam. However, a Ramosha in a Tshuva, and this is Pashit, this is the Mitzias, Chelik Alasim and Pehei, Ad Yad Gedish, which is blueberries, Shchayim Shavapoy, Gedalim Alilan, is Gevoyes, Harba Yaisim Gimel Tvachim, on our blueberries commercially grown, Tzarech Levarech Bayre Priyayet Lekul Alma. Zakhar Ramosha, our blueberries, forget about it, nothing to talk about. In other words, there was a time, and I heard this from European people, that they used to make adam on blueberries. Because in Taka, the way the Mishnah describes it, grows on low bushes. Today, this is not the case. Today, in America, commercially grown, is a vadei bayer priyat, because it grows on high bushes. Now, why I stress this, we'll soon see for another reason, but pashit, if you have blueberries today, unless you know otherwise, you could definitely make a bayer priyat without a suffix. As you mentioned the other week, if you go on a hike and you find low bushes, that would be totally in the minig. Even that you make a bayer priyat in the shkefelach, but the mishtabur is that the minig is to make adama, fine. But don't start getting all neurotic. Maybe this blueberry goes on a low bush. Essentially, it's a minig toyus. You want to follow it? Okay, but if you have a suffix, blueberries is a vaday or eight, unless you know otherwise. Why this in the game brings into the new material for this week. Today there's a very popular food, which the earlier place could not speak about. I guess they didn't have it. You have to ask older people. Cranberries. Cranberries could either be cranberries, they sell it raw, they sell it crazenberries, and craisins, whatever the name is. It could be relish, it could be unstrained sauce. There are many foods made of cranberries. Cranberry sauce, cranberry jelly. What bracha do you make on that? I have not yet found a word for that in Yiddish or Lashon Kodesh. In Hebrew, it's chamutzis, which is familiar, if you're familiar. But apparently, they didn't have this. It's not a hybrid. It's not a graft, to my knowledge. They didn't have it. I remember Tzvi Goldstein, Zecharo Livracha, told me he remembers the first time that he saw an orange in a Shechiano. First time he saw an orange, in Europe, they didn't have the export-import. Because they didn't have cranberries. What's the mitzvah of it? So how do you approach it? Someone will ask you, you learned the sugya. What bracha you make on cranberries? So what do we ask ourselves? What does it grow on? Okay. It grows on a tree. Okay. I guess that's a little misleading. It grows at what? It's the mitzvah is this tree. Yeah, it's not enough, really. So what if it grows on a tree? What kind of tree? What's the nafkamina? So it says klar, that this produces fruit year after year, and apparently it does survive the winter. Eight, right? And the length of it, you'll soon see why I don't say the height, the length of it is far, it's more than Gimel Tvachim. So this is very, very, very strange. Pashit, this should be a Bayer Priyat. It's the length is higher than Gimel Tvachim. It does survive the winter. I saw the Pischei Halacha, Reforced, the Vezay Sabrach, also a contemporary Sefer. They say on this Chamutzis, you make a Bayre Priyat. L'chari, that's Pashut. What's a bit strange about this, the Sefer of the same Baruch from Rabbi Badna, in the back in Chelik Beit, he has Tshuvas from Avshalom B'Zalman. And I'll read the Lashon. Now, Peir Chamutzis, which is a cranberry, Shegevasai Pachas Migimel Tvachim, Me'agabe akarka, aval aruchim harbe yaisa. It seems to be, it's a bush, but it doesn't grow in the height. It's basically flat. It lays flat. So it's longer than Gimel Tvachim. The length of it, if it would grow high, it would be more. But it's long, but it grows close to the ground. Kivan shegevasa ipachas mi Gimel Tvachim. The bottom line, how high is it? Less than Gimel Tvachim, you go basa gavai, filet basa arkai, you make a bayre pri hadam. And then he adds, why? Where did I get this from? Because the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Gimel, listen to this. Mishnah Berurah and Siman Gimel says you make adama on blueberries. Why? Vasepis? because it's not high enough. So Shlomo Zalman compares the contemporary mashal of cranberries to blueberries. Just like blueberries, even though it grows on a bush, it's less than gimel tvachim. Cranberries, albeit with a different twist, cranberries is long. If you would stand it up, it would be much higher than gimel tvachim. It's still a bayer pinah. Now, from here on in, I don't know where to go, to be quite honest with you. Because all the svar and the haimtika say it's a bayer priyat, so Shlomo Zalman makes a bayer priyat dhamma out of it.
What's the makar for the gimel tvachim?
The chayadam and the mishtabura quotes him.
Where did they get it from?
In svar.
Svar.
Why
gimel
tvachim? Why gimel tvachim? What? Well, I don't know. The maisa, we know the mashal, I mean, just like, we avail us the mashal. Person is supposed to sit on the ground, but less than gimel tvachim, he can sit on a stool. What's that position? Gimel tvachim. Within gimel tvachim is still considered on the ground. Apparently, we find that in Hilchos Shabbos, the sheer gimel tvachim is so close to the ground, it's on the ground. The person sits on a stool, gimel tvachim, it's fine. What's that? Apparently, within gimel tvachim is the ground.
Isn't
a makom tvor something else? That's in Hirshus.
So that's also
in Hirshus. No. This, I'm trying to prove that less than gimel tvachim is the ground.
Right.
So if it's on the ground, it's on the tree.
You see that besides Avelis?
Gimel tvachim. There are other places, I have to think about it, but there are places, gimel tvachim. Sheer gimel tvachim. You're right, sometimes it's the al tvachim, there's an ad, but there is, I'll come to me. Gimel tvachim. No, it's ten tvachim. Ten tvachim. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
But
that's klar. Gimel tvachim is definitely part of the ground. I mean, might say dalat tvachim also, and makom is different in different lumbas and rishus. Why I would say ha'etz on cranberries. I mean, some zalman, I'm not going to argue some zalman, but you know what? I think why the eitz, it makes more sense. Even blueberries, and Moshe also says blueberries should be eitz. Mishnah Berurah says blueberries should be eitz. But the mini goyim make adama, so like the Mishnah Berurah like accepts the mini goyim. So how do you extend that? How do you take that to cranberries, which is so long? It's not like regular blueberries that's gimel tvach and bakal mikol kol. It's much longer. Navas, it's on the ground. And I spoke to the Rabbi Badna from Rabbi Forrest from the Pesach Halacha. He said also that's what he would think. That's why he wrote in his Sefer it's a eight, because essentially it's long, and even less than gimel tvachim is not so poshut. I don't know. I can't go further than this. I mean, Shlomo Zalman says the make adama. I'm not going to argue, but I would definitely hear why it could be a eight, even with all the disinformation. Because even essentially the gimel tvachim is a minig, which is not so posh.
Why don't we say that it's a safek and therefore we should make a dama?
That's what I'm saying. That's what we're going to say. We're
going
to
make a dama.
I said, I would say in svara make a eitz for sure. But Lamai said, bottom line, if you have a safek, the midrash Shlomo Zalman says adama, I would stick to adama. Definitely. Definitely I would stick to adama in halach Lamai. But in the svara, it's hard to understand. Again, don't forget, even less than gimel tvachim, that thing is a big chiddush. Which the Mishnah Berurah knew, people, do it. Is there a meaning to make adama on cranberries? There's no meaning whatsoever. Just had cranberries became popular, I think, in our times. I don't remember before our times.
Svarim say to make an eitz.
All the halachas brachas, svarim say to make an eitz, and the same.
The say to make an eitz, if we had a suffix, we can make adama.
I don't know if they had a suffix. I'm saying, I called Rabbi Forrest. And he told me that, this svar, he says, why should I make adama? Even less than gimel tvachim is adama, is aids. That's what he told me. Okay, that's why I would make adama in the end, you know, the maskan, I would make adama, but I would definitely hear why aids makes a lot of sense. Blackberries is a clear-cut, l'chayr, clear-cut bayer pre-aids. Blackberries grows on a bush that survives the winter, and it's higher than gimel tvachim. It's just like blueberries, blackberries is a bayer pre-aids. Raspberries, you know the difference, of course. Blackberries is black, raspberries is red. The Taz later in Reish Dalet Sifkat and Ches says Peiros Toiva. Listen to this. Yadginish Lemonish. Lemonish is the Yiddish word for Melonish. I think it's called Melonish. You make a bayer priyadam on raspberries. Up the Taz, you make a bayer priyadam. Now that is shocking, and taka the Metzias is the Chayadam in Klalman Aleph Siftes says Al Malonis, which is a raspberry. Kasva Tazla Barach Barach Pri Adama Vanirisi Be'Eni. I saw this my own eyes. The Herali Ha'Etim Shekdeilam Emelana is Mamish. They grow on trees. Umiskayim Kama Shanim, and it does survive the winter. Imkain Ein Safik Shebrichas Mevarchin Barach Pri Eitz. This is the Chayadam. It came after the Taz, and the Taz makes Adam out of it. I can't believe it. Zok the Chayadam, you definitely make a Bayer Priyadam, a Bayer Priyayt. The Aruch HaShulchan also says clearly a Bayer Priyayt. That's the Metzius. The Mishnah Berurah, B'chein Melanis Shalanu, which we talk interesting. The word Melanis in the new Mishnah Berurahs, they have like Hebrew translations. What do they say? You're not familiar.
Chamutzim.
No, Chamutzim is cranberries. Petal. Anybody know Hebrew?
Yeah.
Raspberry, the drink. Petal drink, I'll tell you. So melanish, the teaching is raspberry. That's correct, okay? Raspberries, petal on the new prince. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, listen to this. Yedua shegdeilim be'ilan shemizkayim mishana l'shana u'mevarchan alav bayir priyayit derech hachayim v'chayyadam. Raspberries, you make a bayir priyayit. Now, watch this. I'm sorry that Chaim, he would appreciate this. In the Pischei Halacha, in the old prince, which probably he has, it says on raspberries, you make a bayir priyayit. Why? Mishnah Berurah, the Chayadam, or HaShulchan, the biggies. Why not? Okay, fine. The same Baruch, when he came out in the Spectrum, especially the second Chaylik, he had many Chedushim. This is one of them. He quotes Gedolim, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, Rabbi Yashiv, that says, on Petel, on raspberries, you make a Bayer Pri Adam. Now, to me, this is very surprising. But to make a long story short, there's a Marsham, Chaylik Aleph Simon Kuf Tzadik Vav. The Masham explains the Metzias of petel, of raspberries, is the first year a branch grows and no peiros, there's no fruit in it. The second year, that branch that survived the winter produces peiros, and a new branch starts to grow. You hear? The third year, so the branch that grew in the second year gives off peiros. The branch that gave off peiros last year, that grew the first year, dies. In other words, it's a somewhat of a rotation. The first year it grows, nothing, it doesn't give anything. The second year, that branch gives off, and there's a new branch growing that gives off nothing. It takes 2 years to produce peiros, and then it's all over. So therefore, the Marsham clears what bracha you make on this. And this is our petal. This is the same word, in fact, you use that same word, melanish, which is a, presumably, is our raspberries. So the Masham himself says you make a Bayer Pri Eit, V'chein HaMinit. Okay, right, V'chein HaMinit. However, the Rav Shulchan Aruch says you make a Bayer Pri Adama on Melanish, on Petal. The Ktzayis HaShulchan in Simen Mem Tes Sivav, and this is beautiful to see, he says on Minei Eitzim Rakin, in other words, petel, on raspberries, you make a Bayer Pri Adama for a totally different reason. Listen to this. Zok der, since it's a Ilan Rach, it's a very soft branch, and the petel, the fruit, does not grow off branches. Apparently it had a different type. It grows off the root itself, off the trunk itself, off the eight itself. Zok der, if it grows off the eight itself, that's a Bayer Pri Adama. Peiros have to grow as a tree. It gives off branches, and on the branches grows peiros. This, the peiros grows off the food itself, off the tree itself. That's a Bayer Pri Adama. So he asks on the bottom, what's going on here? Who doesn't know tamarim, dates, grow off the tree itself? Right? So you tell me a cloud goes off the tree itself. How can you make a bracha eight on tomorrow, Bayer Pri Eitz on tomorrow? So his teretz is very, very, it's a big insight. And he says, of course, if it grows on a tree, of course it's a Bayer Pri Eitz. That's why tomorrow is a Bayer Pri Eitz. I don't care where, if it grows off the tree, it's an eitz. He says, you look at the lashon of the Rav Shulchan Aruch, Minei Eitzim Rakin, Sha'olim Vaperis Yoitzin Miho Ika. In other words, the whole bush itself is so flimsy, it's soft, and doesn't even produce branches. It's such a shvach of growth, it can't even produce branches. How does it give peiros? from the eighth itself. That, he says, that is the indication that it's not a tree. That is oichma a tree. It doesn't even give up branches. It's such a flimsy thing. Eitz and rakim, that is not a bayir priyeitz. In other words, the fact that it does not produce a branch, and it's eitz and rakim, and it's soft, that's why it's not a bayir priyeitz. That's why tamarim is a bayir priyeitz, because tamarim is of course, a real massive tree. Now, again, this is very interesting piece to pass on to Reb Chaim. I called the Pesachei Halacha, and I asked him, what do I say? This goes back a few years ago. What do I say? And a shir, raspberries, mishtabrua, chayodam, or chashochan, meka eitz. Yet, the contemporary poiskim, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rabbi Yashiv, so he told me, in the old print, he wrote a eitz. And I checked it up this morning. In the newer print, in Hebrew, petel, he writes bayir pri adama. And he has a little star there, and he writes why he changed it, because of contemporary poiskim that say it's adama. So the old print you'll find on raspberries bayir pri eitz, and I looked to have an old print. In the new print of Pesachei Halacha, he writes to make a bayir pri adama in deference to the poiskim that say you make a bayir pri adama. It's very, interesting how a metzias pasha, they have to know the metzias before you can paskin and the. So let me chazer over to be clear. Strawberries is a vadei bayir pri adama l'chol adeis. Blackberries all agree. Even the same bracha. Blackberries apparently is a bigger tree. Blackberries all agree is a bayir pri eitz. Raspberries, I think the minig has become to make hadama, and cranberries really should be a eitz, but we saw hadama is the safer bracha because cranberries, as we explained, the metzias is, it's not high, it doesn't have the status of a tree. Blueberries is a vadei ha eitz. Unless you know for a fact it grows on a low bush, which is not the case.
So, in other words, do we assume that the Metzius has changed in the raspberries, and that's why the Mishnah Berurah?
No.
So, why don't we go by the Mishnah Berurah?
I don't know. I'm telling you. I asked the Pesach, why did he change? He goes, because everybody's saying eight. I'm dumb, how can I make eight?
Mishnah Berurah.
You're right. Nothing changed as far as raspberries. I don't know. You're right. I'm telling you. I asked him. So he told me, I'm not going to fight with all the Gedolim. No. I'm going to call him up. He's a very wonderful person. I'm sure he'll give you the time. You're right. I mean, there's something that changed. Blueberries not changed. They're different metzias. Blueberries didn't change. Let's get this clear. In Europe, blueberries... No, I'm talking about blueberries. Blueberries grew on low patches. In America, it's high patch. It didn't change. Okay, before we move on to the second half of today, just to get this straight, because this Mamshin Yonat Yoyman, I guess it's Basheret, Boksa grows on a tree, nothing to talk about. You have the Gemara there with the Shema Yechoy, but you don't make a Shechiyano on Boksa while I'm here, because it's not fresh. I mean, I always say the worms on the Boksa is older than you even. I mean, you get the Yeshiva Boksa, remember those things? That's not the way Boksa is supposed to be. Dry Boksa. People tell me they have, I think they have it in Los Angeles. It grows all over. It's a very tasty. It's kishmak. We have dried baksa, which is from years past. Baksa you make a eitz, you don't make a shechiyano. Persimmon, mango, star fruit, all of that stuff is a bayir pri eitz, because pashut it grows in a tree. There's nothing to talk about. There's no suffix. Kumquat, I guess they're not here today, but they asked about kumquat, so I did my homework. Kumquat, like they explained, they cultivate an orange to grow in a certain way that is very tasty. Am I right? Oh, you don't know. Okay. Kumquat, the metzias is, it's small. It is bichlal, very much smaller than a regular orange. And there is a tzad to make hadama. Again, a tzad. Because, as we know, if you grow a peri and it's not in the full form, if it's still mushy, you have a crab apple, a raw apple, an apple that's not, it's not grown to eat, it's a, wild apple, I should say, it doesn't have the full chshivas of eitz, you make hadama. So there is a tzad on kumquat because it hasn't grown to maturity, it's a tiny little thing at the end, to make hadama, but that's not correct. Since that is growing expressly to eat as it is, that's the full use of this kumquat, the bracha is a bayir pri'ayitz. In other words, just like baby corn, the mashal. You ever see the baby corn? That's an Adama. It's a fraction of the size of what it's supposed to be. But it's grown to use as baby corn. It's a tasty food, whatever. It's not pshat that someone's a bottle and then he produced baby corn instead of regular corn. That would be a shaka. Baby corn and kumquat are grown expressly to produce this size. So it's not a lack of chashivas, and the bracha is vayir pri hoitz. In fact, you make a eitz even on the peel. You're supposed to eat the whole thing with the peel. You don't make an eitz on peels. But in this case, the kumquat, you're supposed to eat the peel, it's grown to eat the peel, so you make a vayir pri eitz because that's the intended usage of that food. It's not different than baby corn. Avocado, we perceive it as some type of vegetable. Avocado is an eitz, by the way. Pashut is it. Why is it an eitz? Grows on a tree. I mean, that's it. You use it instead of butter, whatever. All this, you know, I've heard this so many times. That doesn't change the seed. Avocado grows in a tree, it's a bayer pri eitz. What? Who said? You know for a fact?
Yeah.
I don't know, but all the places when I looked at it, all they all say mega eitz. You sure? Okay, I have to look into it. I mean, I saw v'zayis ha-bracha, he makes everything adama. In this he makes eitz, so I don't know. What? Maybe to the... I'll have to check it up. You know for a fact, or...? Yeah? You know also? You don't know. Okay.
It's a green
house shell. Yeah, people use it today. It's becoming more popular because it's instead of butter, it grows in a tree for sure. Okay, I did see that you all say eitz. Let me check it up again. I checked it up all this farm. A kiwi, and this is interesting.
If it did not survive,
the pineapple
doesn't survive.
What's the shayla?
It's a tree.
So what? Like banana and pineapple, yeah. If you're right, but I have to talk, you know. All the swarms there, I checked it up. A kiwi, and this is interesting, it's a really, in fact, it's a giant, the way they classify it, it's a giant berry. That's the, botanically speaking, it grows on it's called a creeping vine. Grows on long vines that, you know what it's like? What else grows on vines, by the way?
Grapes,
that's right. So that's why kiwi is a vadeh ha'etz. Although it's on a vine, it's not a big, big towering tree, but just like grapes are ha'etz, so too on this kiwi. And I once said this, I think, it's really called Chinese gooseberry. That's the official name of it, Chinese gooseberry, because it's called a giant berry. I once said this, and Taka was Mechavan Tariyamis. I wish I had Mechavan Tariyamis and Tariyamis also like this. I said, what happens? They call it a kiwi. I said, probably some smart person wanted to make a lot of money. You can't serve Chinese gooseberries as an elegant, as an exotic food. So he gave the name kiwi. So someone came over yesterday, this year. I was Mechavan Tariyamis. He has an article from the papers, that a Yiddish lady, not from, but a Yiddish lady from Los Angeles, was the one that started marketing kiwis. And she realized, how am I going to, it's a beautiful fruit, it's beautiful, it's elegant, it's tasty, it's alamitis, but the name, no one's going to, you know, you can't serve by a fancy chas on a Chinese gooseberry. She gave it the name kiwi, and she's a millionaire. Because it's a big, it's a very, you know, it's a good selling fruit. It has many uses, and the ikka that, you know, it's, but it's a vadeh ha'etz, it's not a tree, you can't find a kiwi tree, but it's a vine, no different than grapes and the like. Nuts, and I'm just going to go through the different eitzes and any sveikas. Nuts are all ha'eitz. I think I once mentioned this, the way I remember this, all nuts are eitz for peanuts and donuts, and there's a lot of lumdus to that, because both of them are not a nut. A peanut is not a nut. A peanut is actually a root. And you'll see a funny zach on Pesach, people wonder, you don't eat peanuts, kidneys, chas v'shalom, so why do we didn't eat all other nuts? Why do we eat cashews and filbert, all this stuff? The answer is because all nuts are bayir pri eitz, they're not kidney eitz. Peanut is it's a root, but it is a bayir pri adama, which is similar to other bayir pri adama. The only exception to nuts are peanuts that is a bayir pri adama. For a different reason, because it's not a nut in a real sense. Mitzvah lefarsem, and a pashut people, and when you learn it, you get very confused. In Hebrew, in modern Hebrew, how do you say peanuts? Anybody know? No, no one else. Batnim.
Batnim,
sure. You'll see candies with batnim. You'll see batnim is peanut butter. That is a very misleading word. It's a wrong word, in fact. Belsky always says this. Because batnim, in the Torah, we just had it in Parashat Miketz, Vayridu le'ish mincha, that Yaakov told his sons to bring to the man a mincha, Rashi taiches batnim. That was the present they brought to Yosef Avinu, Yosef HaTzadik. Rashi said, listen to this, the Pirush of Rav Meir, it's postashius. More closer in Shvius, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Hay, the word batnim appears, and it's very strong. The Rav say, Beloshen Arav Pastik, pistachio. Batnim is pistachio nuts. Okay? Batnim is a very fancy food. That's a mincha. Today in Latin Hebrew, they took the word batnim and they applied it to peanuts, which is wrong, inaccurate, and misleading. Because batnim is adama and kidneys, and batnim is a. What's that? But our batnim, the Torah dikah batnim, pistachios is our A's and is not the kidneys. Two different foods. Okay, if you ever come across
the pistachio,
I don't know, but not button. Maybe take the like a mushroom nin v'neched, right? What's neched? A grandchild, right? And what's nin? Great grandchild, right? In Hebrew, nin is a grandchild. So they have, you know, somehow they misconstrued some of the words. Anyhow, sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds. This is special. You can see this during the summer. You can see this. What's bracha make on these things? Nope.
No.
Sunflower seeds? No. It's taka high.
No.
You ever see a sunflower seed surviving? Oh, you never saw it grow? Yizich saw it grown. Yizich saw it grown.
Okay.
You ever see these big the flowers? Beautiful yellow flowers.
Yeah, sunflowers, yes.
So that's sunflower seeds. The big ones produce seeds. You could grow in your backyard. What's it called? The beautiful, what?
Sunflowers.
The bigger ones have sunflower seeds. In the center. They can see, I'm sure, in flowers I've seen it often. Right? They have in some yards. That is taka higher than Gimel Tzvachim. It certainly should be an eighth, but, where's the catch? You ever see during the winter? It's very interesting. They have today in these many gardens. Yeah, cabbage. Those survive the winter. How is that unbelievable? They beautiful winter and summer. If you would see sunflower seeds, then we've got to get nervous. But we don't. It's taka high. The sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, watermelon seeds is certainly a dhamma for a different reason. It's not the ikapeiri. But sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, is the ikapeiri. In other words, if you eat plain pits, it's not an eighth. This is the ikapeiri. That's what it grows for. And it's higher than Gimel Tvachim, but it does not survive the winter. It's not different than strawberries. In other words, someone will ask me, like some Rishayim, you could make an eighth on sunflower seeds if you have the root. Do you have to replant it every year? I'm not sure. Okay. Chocolate, I mentioned this once, I want to just bring it into this year to give it a certain shleimus. Chocolate should definitely be a bayir pre-eitz. It's a bean, it's called a chocolate bean, cocoa bean, but it grows on a big high tree that does survive the winter. Chocolate should be a bayir pre-eitz. We mentioned this in the past. The reason why we don't is because it's changed, it's ground, and sugar is added, and other flavoring. But in essentially, chocolate, like coffee, are bayir priya eitz. Coffee will make a shakel because of a taisa svar that a drink can make a shakel. But cocoa beans and coffee beans, the word is wrong. It's both grow on trees. It should be a bayir priya eitz. Rav Moshe speaks about armoinim. This is also confusing. Armoinim in Hebrew is, anybody familiar? Chestnuts. So Ramayish says armoinim are not edible, chayot alasim, pei gimel, and therefore if you make a shakel on armoinim, on chestnuts, wait a minute, but our chestnuts, that you cook them and they're very tasty, our chestnuts is a bayir priyaitz. The chestnut, the business, you see, it's booming in where the streets of Manhattan, they still sell it?
Yeah.
Anyhow, but cooked, roasted, whatever it is a vade or eitz. The Paiskim speaking about Amayinim is because it's not, it's raw chestnuts of Adas Ashaka. Papaya, you see this very often, today they sell big papayas.
Not raw almonds.
Not roasted?
Yeah.
You ever taste them?
Yeah.
Sure, they're good. So why goes to Shaka? Raw means.
Raw chestnuts are not edible.
No. You cook it halfway? Even halfway it's not edible, okay?
Yeah.
No, you have to do it exactly. Too much
nugget? Yeah.
Try it, or don't try it. Papaya, botanically speaking, but papaya grows on a big high tree. Yet, Lamaisa, there are 2 points that this is, you want to see an Arichas, I don't want to get into now. There's Arichas, Mamish, because of the Geita Orla, the Geita Eretz Yisrael. But the mitzvah of a papaya is it produces peiros rather quickly. Before the year is up, it produces peiros. So mitarecha, it's even better than a tree. But the problem is that the trunk is hollow. It has a big tree, but the trunk is hollow. The Poskim say, to make a long story short, the Bavadi Yosef has a beautiful tshuva. If you want to see it in Yechavadad, Dalad Nun Beis, and Ben Mestakafachayim, Reish Gimel, Yud Gimel, they say, Lamaisa Sint is not a real tree. It doesn't have the trunk. The trunk is hollow. We can't call it a Bayer Priyates. So therefore, in Hilchas Olad is a Kula, and in Hilchas Brachas, Papaya, the accepted minik is on papaya to make a Bayer Priyadama. It grows on a high tree. Again, that's not the seest. The fact that it's a hollow trunk, the bracha is a bayer pri adama. It's very interesting to figure out the mitzvahs of this, but they speak about the savra of today, in English called a prickly fruit. Many people use it for shechianu. They say that today it's a vade bayer pri ait. I say today, many paiskim say on savra is an ilan srak, it's not a real tree. And it's not tasty, you can't eat it. So on a sabri, you make a bayer pri adama. Rav Vozna, in a tshuva, chelik dalet, chav gimel, and yechav adas, beis chav aleph, all say, today's sabris are tasty, and they do taste good, and in Izzy Ikaperi, sabris of today, it's called prickly fruit, the bracha is avadei a bayer pri hoitz.
Prickly pear?
I don't know what that is.
Something like that?
Maybe, I don't know. You know, fruit store is there. Constantly having new things, but the sabra of today, it's a pretty, you know, star fruit. Avad is a bayer priya, it's pasha trees. I mean, that we talk about these things are not svekas. Just a few adamas, and I want to get to the hydroponics. As we mentioned, now we should have a better understanding. The reason why something is adama is not necessarily because it's a grows on the ground. Everything grows on the ground, but the fact that it's not a tree makes it a bayer pri adama. How do you determine a tree? So again, the mitzvah says it has to be a survive the winter, and it has to have enough high enough that it should be a bayer pri. That's why certainly tomatoes, potatoes, radish, all these things is a bayer pri adama. The one exception, which really leads us into the last part of this. I mean, hopefully we finish the sugya today. But it's a very crucial part of the sugya. It's a beautiful part of the sugya. The Gemara that we're going to learn, or we learned already, that Memam Beis, the Gemara says as I, and how the Gemara describes it is also important. Al kamein upitriyos, we'll soon see the difference, but it's conventionally typed as mushrooms. Al kamein upatriyos, that's halfway down on the Memam Beis. Al kamein upitriyos, which is mushrooms. Oimesh shahakol, you make a shakol. Okay? Mushrooms today, and there are a great variety of mushrooms. I mean, if you know, right? I mean, there are many, many different types. You make a shahakol. Why? So, presumably, this refers to the Mishnah. But you have to see how the Paiskim are very careful about the lashon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah, the earlier Mishnah said, listen to this, this is a very important diyuk. Al peiros haaretz, what grows in the ground, you make a Bayer, I'm sorry. Birch al peres ha'ilan bayer pri adama yatsa al peres ha'aretz bayer pri eitz la yatsa. In other words, the difference is peres ha'ilan is a bayer pri eitz and peres ha'aretz is a bayer pri adama. Okay. Zok di gemara. What is that? What's the pshat? It has to be peres ha'aretz. But mushrooms is not a peres ha'aretz, and therefore you don't make a bayer pri adama. You make a shakel. Now the mitzvah of mushrooms does not grow from the ground. Where does mushrooms grow? On anything. It can grow on trees, it can grow on anything, on walls, grow in the ground. Mushrooms is not a growth from the ground. It draws its nourishment from the ground, but it doesn't grow on the ground. So the Gemara has a kasha. What do you mean? Mushrooms is not considered bayer pri adama? Frag the Gemara kasha. It's not true. It says the Feirish, listen to this, Lab Gedule Karka, is that true? It's not a Gedule Karka? The Gemara effect, the Kasha, if someone makes a Neda, I'm not going to eat Peiros Haaretz. I'm not going to eat Peiros Haaretz. He's allowed to, it's a Zokti Gemara. He could eat Kamei and a Pitriyos. But let's say he makes a neder, I'm not going to eat gedulim in haaretz, I'm not going to eat what grows from the ground. What's the halacha? He can't eat kameira pitriyos. He says, I'm not going to eat what grows from the ground. He's not allowed to eat kameira pitriyos. Why not? Apparently, kameira pitriyos is considered growing from the ground. So what's the kasha? Why don't you make a bar pi adama? It grows from the ground. So the Gemara gives a very wise answer. Yes, you're right. It grows from the ground because it draws nourishment and nutrition from the ground. Mirva Ravu Mi'ara, Minti Layanti Me'ara. Zakrashi, Milachlucha Sa'aratem Gedalim, Ala Eitzim Va'ala Kalim. It grows off trees, it grows off Kalim. It doesn't grow on the ground. It's not a Boyre Priyadama because it's not from the Priyadama. Narvas, how does it survive? It draws nourishment from the ground. So therefore both are true. It is not a very priyadama, but gedele min haaretz, because lamaisa, everything draws nourishment from the ground. So technically it's gedule karka, because it does grow from the ground, because it grows from trees, but it's not a very priyadama. Why? And this is the key word. It's not a priyadama, it doesn't grow from the adama. The Paiskim, the Rav, the Aruch HaShulchan all say, on Shvemlech, and I'm going to know Yiddish Shvemlech, what's Shvemlech? Mushrooms. That's, I mean, Shvemlech is mushrooms in Yiddish. I don't know that, but I asked around. Shvemlech is mushrooms. You make a shakal liya b'dvarei, mamish ala gemara kamein o pitriyais. It's not a bayre priyadam, it's a shakal liya b'dvarei. So that's the Matzias. Now, the beauty of this sugya, first of all, you have to know, people have mushrooms. I've seen this so many times, it's heartbreaking. They make adama, because you get it in the fruit store, and you use it in all salads. It's incorrect. Mushrooms is across the board by a shakal niyabadvar. Why this is, today has a whole new meaning to this sugya. Today there is a metzias, besides that it's negel amaisa, it could be a lifesaver for the Israeli yidden. Today there's a metzias of, it's called hydroponically grown produce. The metzias of that is very simple. I mean, I can't exactly explain it because it's a science. But they grow many, many types of vegetables in water. Not in earth, in water. The mile, of course, is, first of all, as we'll see in Eretz Yisrael, it's a lifesaver because you could circumvent the whole Shemitah, the whole concept of the Issa Shemitah. The metzias is, of course, there's a lot of science that has to go into that. You have to have, you know, you have to cultivate it. But the metzias is, you take regular seeds, you put it in water, and if you watch it closely, you produce regular vegetables. It's not the same taste. It's a little watery, and you can imagine why it grows in water. But hydroponically grown, and you have to see it. I mean, if you're interested, you must see it inside the Mekar Bruch of Rav Krauss. He reprinted a sefer just recently. So he redoes the whole Siman Vav on hydroponically grown produce. It is mamish mamish fascinating. 82% of cucumbers in the United Kingdom, in England, 72% of tomatoes, and 66% of all peppers are hydroponically grown. He quotes people. I mean, the English is beautiful. I hazard to say, you know, that's an English way of saying it, that it's going to get more and more because they perfected it to the extent Holland is very little fertile ground. So in Holland, it's even more because they don't have the earth that we have. Lamaisa, it's becoming a very increasingly growing issue. The bruch on hydroponically grown produce. The question is, and I've seen this in Landau's, in Borough Park, Landau Supermarket, not the shul, Landau Supermarket, they write the fairish hydroponically, you've seen it? Oh yeah, okay. That could be. In Barabak and Flavish. See, Barabak went to food and Flavish went to davening, it seems. But the handout has become a Shem Dava. Anyhow, what bracha do you make on hydroponically grown fruit? Or, I mean, vegetables, actually. So our first impulse will compare this to a very similar shayla, which is not similar at all. The Paiskim speak about, I mean, talking about the Chayodim, I'm talking about the Gedolei Paiskim, speak about what they had in their times. They used to grow Chayadam Zaklal Nun Aleph Simen Yud Zayin, and this could be the first acceptable Mezainis roll of Chaladeus. Listen to this. Echad mihei mini gavan, which is wheat. Shegidel ba'otet she'en enokav. You grew wheat in a flower pot, does not have a hole in it. Now, for all practical purposes, if you have a flower pot like you have in your house, there's no hole in the bottom, right? It grows in the earth. An otis nokav, which we're familiar with from our yeshiva days, there's a hole in it, so the place can say that is definitely like it grows in the ground. Since it draws the nourishment from the ground, there's a yanika, for all practical purposes, that's considered the ground. That's zichabayr pri adam. But let's say you have an otis that's ain't enough. Is a flower pot that's not connected to the ground. Zoktechai Adam, you take that wheat and you make pas, you hear this? You make pas, you make bread from wheat grown in a flower pot that has no hole. You cannot make the bracha ha'moitzi lechem min ha'aretz. Why? The ain't nikra aretz. It didn't grow on the ground, it grew in your flower pot, it grew in your dining room, in your bedroom. Therefore, it's not a mitzi lechem min ha'aretz, because it did not grow in the aretz. Now, however, and this makes it a little problem as far as our mezainis rolls, you still make a mitzi, you still have to bench. Why do you have to bench? Because, why not? It's a zon. So in other words, he adds, you don't even, the einim avarech v'er pri adama on this type of flower pot. Why? Adama only means in the ground. Flower pot is not in the ground. You don't make Adama, in fact. And he brings a beautiful raya. What did they make? This week said, what bracha did they make on the man? They did not make Hamoytzi Lechem min Haaretz. The bracha made Hamoytzi Lechem min Hashamayim. Why can they make Hamoytzi Lechem min Haaretz? Because man not grow on the ground. It has to grow in the ground. This is not growing in the ground. Zoktechai Adam. Something grown in a flower pot is not a bari pri adama. Posh it. According to this Chai Adam, there is no suffix in the world. Hydroponically grown fruit, or vegetable, I should say, is not a bari pri adama. If even in earth you make a shakel, certainly in wood. Now, many places can take exception to this Chai Adam, and that seems to be the right place, in fact, and they say it's not true. It's not growing in the ground, but it's growing in earth. It's still a pri adama. It's still an offer, right? The paiskim say, and they bring a raya from this lashon of the Gemara. Al dava she'ein gedulei min ha'aretz mevarach shehakol. Right? That's what the Mishnah says. The Gemara explains, what does that mean? Kameinu pitriyos. Why can the Gemara say a better mashal? It doesn't grow in the ground, it grows in Afa. Why did the Gemara speak about a Atzit She'en Anak? Because there is a Bayer Pri Adama. Why is the Bayer Pri Adama? Because it grows in earth. Additionally, and they say another Chilek, Kamei and Epitriyais never grew on the ground, and never will. It's a whole new min that was not never grew in the ground. Tomatoes, did you grow on your Atzit She'en Anak, right? This tomato was a Bayer Pri Adama. You took it and put it into a flower pot. It's still a bari pri adam. So we have two svaras that even in a flower pot is adama. First of all, it grows in afa, and additionally, it originates from a bari pri adam. It seems that the paiskim say clearly on atashay and anakav, you do make a bari pri adam. Now the shaila is, how about hydroponically grown? What do we do with that? Should we say that's like Otzachein Anakav and the Brach is still Hadama? When Azoi state in the Ur Latzian, Perik Yudalat, Chelik Beis, or Matzian Abashol, he says on a hydroponically grown produce, you make a Bar Pi Hadama? So one Svar he says, is this very Svar? Because tomatoes is a Bar Pi Hadama. You can make a Bar Pi Hadama. It grows in water, that's irrelevant. However, most paiskim, I mean, I'm talking about the Heindike paiskim, the Machzel Yo has a tshuva, the like I mentioned before, the Makar Bracha has a tshuva, and they say this is different than even a from a flower pot. Because this grows in water. It's not a Bari Pri Adama. It doesn't grow in water. It grows in water. How can it be a Bari Pri Adama? It seems that that's the accepted minute, if you do have it. I'm not saying you have it, but if you have hydroponically grown produce, the bracha should be a shahakol niyabitvarim. Again, because the mitzias is that it is in water. Well, how do you make a Bari Pri Adama if it grows in water? Now, if you don't know, so avad that most produce in America, for sure today, I don't know what's going to be in a few years, but most produce today is not hydroponically grown. If you do buy hydroponically grown produce, you should definitely make a shahakal, because al safik, and as we saw, although some say it is a pri adama, but if it does not grow on earth, the bracha should be a shahakal niyabitvar. Have a good day.